Welcome back to Prostate Cancer Update, and we continue with the interview with Dr. Greg Marek.
The intermediate trial is looking to hopefully eliminate supplemental beam in intermediate risk patients. External beam and implant is the standard of care in this patient population. There was no right or wrong answer there. The standard of care remains external beam and brachytherapy boost until we have completed these prospective randomized trials. But implant quality is really what will dictate that. And what part of the problem is that if you are in a high volume brachytherapy program, you probably will be able to eliminate beam. If you're in a community-based practice that's doing 10, 15, 25 cases a year, your brachytherapy quality may never be good enough to eliminate the beam. So the question then comes, do you continue to treat those patients, or should those patients more aptly be referred to a center that doesn't need to combine two different treatments?
What's your answer to that?
I think you do what's best for the patient. That patient should be referred to an institution of excellence, and they should be treated with one therapy. We know from all aspects of oncology, we always try to minimize how many treatment approaches we have to put together. If you can solve a problem with one approach, that's always better than two or three.
Do we know specifically how much morbidity is added by using the external beam?
Yes, we do. Our group has looked at that a lot. The differences are small. They're not huge, but we do see on the EPIC instrument looking at urinary habits, we see more incontinence in those patients. Looking at the rectal function assessment score, we have poorer rectal function. Again, it's not night or day. They're small changes. And initially, we also saw more erectile dysfunction, but that is no longer proved to be the case since we've been able to limit that posterior margin. We also know that in patients who receive beam, they're more likely to have late hematuria and more likely to develop bulbomembranous membranous urethral strictures. And that's been shown on at least two of our studies. Also, to add beam to brachytherapy increases the cost of the procedure by somewhere in the vicinity of about $8,000 to $9,000. And that's not using IMRT. If you would combine it with IMRT, then you end up increasing the procedure cost by about threefold. There are still widespread misconceptions that brachytherapy does not adequately irradiate sites of extraprostatic extension. What we know is that 99% of all men that have extraprostatic extension have that disease limited to within 5 millimeters of the capsule. And the vast majority of those men are 1 to 3 millimeters. With brachytherapy, we're able to successfully irradiate these glands with 6 millimeter margins, high quality brachytherapy. So with high quality brachytherapy, that no longer holds true. Now, there's also substantial differences in implant philosophies. A Wheeling Seattle approach does treat those extraprostatic sites, and we also use extraprostatic seeds. But some groups calculate the dose to the capsule. And if that's the case, well, then supplemental beam may always prove to be of some utility.